City News, I'm Ben Thomas. Kevin McCarthy has become the first House Speaker to be voted out of the job, the 216-210 vote forced by a contingent of hard-right conservatives. Lisa Dwyer reports the debate was heated.
Republicans at times blasted Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida. Representative Garrett Graves of Louisiana passionately decried fundraising attempts by Gaetz during the debate process.
Text messages saying, hey, give me money. Oh, look at that. Oh, look, give me money. I filed a motion to vacate. Using official actions to raise money. It's disgusting. It's what's disgusting about Washington.
Gaetz shot back.
I take no lecture on asking patriotic Americans to weigh in and contribute to this fight from those who would grovel and bend knee for the lobbyists and special interests who own our leadership, who have, oh, boo all you want, who have hollowed out this town and have borrowed against the future of our future generations.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A New York judge has imposed a limited gag order and issued a stern warning to Donald Trump on day two of his business fraud trial after the former president recirculated a social media post assailing the judge's principal law clerk. And Hunter Biden entered a plea on federal firearms charges.
In a Delaware courtroom, President Biden's son pleaded not guilty to three charges after being accused of lying about his drug use 5 years ago on a form used to buy a gun. Charges like those are rare, and Hunter Biden's lawyer says he plans to ask that the case be dismissed. Hunter Biden was indicted on the charges after a plea deal on tax and gun charges imploded. The agreement would have meant there'd be no criminal proceedings during his father's re-election campaign. Now, a special counsel has been appointed, and the case is on track for a possible trial as the election looms. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Economic news, job openings up in August, and stocks down on the day. This is AP News. A teenage suspect is in custody after a shooting in a popular shopping mall in Thailand's capital that left at least two dead.
Hundreds of shoppers flee after what sounded like gunshots. A South Korean tourist, Pepper Park, who was outside the complex when the shooting took place, describes her experience as she took refuge.
A lot of people just run away. And I thought because of this raining. And then some Thai people told me we should run away. And I asked why, and they said because there's some terrorism.
The incident prompted authorities to shut access to the nearby Siam elevated train stop, preventing commuters from exiting the transit station as the evening rush hour began and intense rain pounded the city. Audio courtesy Jane Juta on X. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.